95CKNB, it's Isaac, and it's Wednesday, so it is time for Wet Nose Wednesday. Joining me back on the line today for another edition is Pam from the Restigouche County SBCA. First of all, how have you been?
I've been well, Isaac. It's good to meet up with you again this week.
Definitely. And winter is going to be just around the corner. With that comes cold weather, which, to be honest with you, I have yet to experience the New Brunswick winters. I don't know what they're like at first, but you know. And I'm sure you probably got to bundle up, I assume, right?
Yes, you have that to look forward to there, my friend, because cold weather is coming, and it's what's too cold before you can put your dog outside. Breeds like a Husky and Great Pyrenees and the great big Newfoundlanders, they're gorgeous big dogs, but they're specially bred for cold weather and working dogs, so they have the double coats of fur, and they're better suited to the cold temperatures. But the small little puppies, we've seen some puppies around already, and some small dogs, and even the senior dogs, as well as the dogs that have really short hair, they're the highest risk for cold.
So for the dog owners who don't have those ones that are bred for winter, so to speak, what should they do in terms of getting their dog ready for the winter time?
Well, it's important to notice the signs of cold. You know, obviously, they're very similar to humans in that they'll shiver and they'll have a hunched posture, and lifting their paws off the ground is another one. You know, it's like, oh, this is way too cold on my paws, so he's trying to lift his paws up. Like humans, we show the signs of cold with cold toes and fingers and ears and your nose when we've been outside for extended periods. Frostbite affects the dogs and cats' ears and their tails and paws, too. Those are the really sensitive areas that experience less blood flow, and they appear pale in color and cold to the touch. I remember as a child, my fingers being outside for so long and not wanting to come in, and fingers just feeling so frozen. So I can imagine how they feel.
Oh my goodness, yes. Now, speaking of which, if you don't mind me asking this, but would you recommend dog boots for pet owners? Boots that they can wear to avoid maybe stepping on salt or getting their feet cold, for example.
Yes, I know. Some people do buy the dog booties. If the dog will tolerate it, great. But often they don't. We've seen things on the web with showing dogs doing funny little dances, trying to kick the booties off their feet. But if they tolerate it, it's wonderful, because if you find that the dogs are affected by the cold, when you bring them in, you might notice that they're licking their feet as they try to stimulate the blood circulation. So yeah, the paws are definitely something you have to watch. But those little booties can be very humorous to look at, those pictures.
They definitely can be. Is there any other advice you have for pet owners this upcoming winter?
I think so. If you feel your dog has a mild frostbite, the one thing that not to do is to rub it, but just hold a warm compress over the affected area to keep it warm. And if it's shivering or whatever, wrap it up in a warm towel so that it can keep warm as the blood recirculates to all the cold spots. Shivering, of course, helps us when we're cold, and it helps keep their body temperature up. But sometimes it isn't enough, and hypothermia can result. That's pretty serious stuff. And the wind and the rain and the snow make a mild temperature seem much colder, and dampness. We've always talked about dampness. It's definitely a factor that can lower your dog's body temperature, causing it to develop hypothermia. Are you familiar with hypothermia, Isaac?
Not as well versed. I know of it, of course, though.
I know. I've been enjoying sort of reading up on some of the symptoms as well. And it's really a condition that causes when your dog's temperature drops below 102.5 degrees. That's considered a mild case. You can see that it's happening by the shivering, of course, and muscle stiffness. Most often, your dog will curl up in a ball to preserve what body heat they have to stay warm. Small little puppies and small dogs will kind of whine and fuss when they get cold. But if it gets to an extreme case of 99.5, that can be life-threatening and presents itself in stumbling behavior and unresponsive to your calls. Apparently, the pupils can dilate as well, and the heart rate will definitely slow. So if any of those symptoms appear in your animal, don't wait. Visit your vet ASAP.